Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the U Up Podcast Sunday special episode. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. Another Sunday special. We love these episodes, right?
We do. They're small, they're shareable. People love them. I think they're great.
These are the ones to share. This is and listen, we're in U Up season. This is the season that this podcast grows every year because people are going through breakups. They're going through new relationships. We're also coming out of a pandemic. You have summertime, long car rides. It's the time to share. Make it your Instagram story right now. Come on, tag a bitch.
Yeah, let's do this. This is our first episode of the official summer season. It is Sunday of Memorial Day weekend.
There it is. This is the time for you up. So let's get into it. You ready,
let's
Jordana?
Let's do it, yeah.
Can type A and type B people be compatible? How should they handle their differences? So whenever we get into like, this is kind of in the love languages world for me, mm-hmm. the subject where it's like, I understand I'm a type A, they're a type B. I'm a Pisces, they're a Leo. Like a lot of people do these things to kind of absolve themselves of communication, I think.
Yeah.
They're like, they can kind of put it on the types so that they don't have to even, oh, well, this happens because you're this and I'm that, and now we don't talk.
I think labels feel very comforting for a lot of people because they're like, mm-hmm. again, they like sort of, they seem to like give you an out or give you an explanation or like make you feel like you have some order in your life, which is probably chaos. But
I mean, yeah, like that's the thing that we are all like, listen, if we thought about how much our life is just up for grabs on a daily basis, you'd fucking never leave the right. house and never get out of your covers.
Exactly.
You know?
Instead, you're like, well, I'm type A and he's, you know, an Enneagram 7.
My love languages is him going down on me. It's like, yeah, of course. Like a lot of these are of course.
Right.
You know? Like,
it's so reductive though.
let's do the email. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hi, Jared and Jordana. I love the podcast. I've been a religious listener for almost a year now. I wanted to hear your insights about type A and type B personalities in a relationship. I don't think it's been covered on the podcast yet. I just got into a new relationship and I'm very type A. My boyfriend is very type B. I know that we have the definition of type A and type B, but do you even know what type B is? I know type A is the more famous one.
Type B is like more relaxed, less like of a perfectionist. Like they're a little more go with the flow. They're probably like not as likely to take notes during a meeting.
Okay.
I would say
Jordana, the CEO, just came out. Not taking notes, eh? Looks like a type B to me.
A type A is like a very organized, like meticulous person.
Sure. I'm very organized, disciplined, productive, and he's more loosey-goosey and scatterbrained.
Sounds like something a type A would call a type A.
Totally. It's also very much in the Hallmark Channel movie. Like, look at me. Yeah, he's just a hippie with a different look on life, and I'm a bookworm. Yeah, okay. I'm very organized, disciplined, productive, and he's more loosey-goosey and scatterbrained and disciplined in some ways and in others not at all. We have such a fun time together, and I know how to be silly and have fun, but I do find myself often annoyed at how he doesn't quite keep the same pace as me in a lot of areas. My best friend slash roommate is also extremely type B. Her and my boyfriend have similar personalities, and with my roommate, I'm often annoyed that I'm the cleaner and more organized roommate. My best friend and boyfriend have joked that they quote-unquote need type A people in their life to keep them in line. But to me, that feels like I'm babysitting, and I don't feel like I need quote-unquote type B people as much. I've thought about the people I'm closest to in my life, and most of them are also type A people. because I only have so much patience for type B people. My best friend and boyfriend are extremely fun and bring out my light / funny side, which is all why I love being around them, but are also frustrating to deal with a lot of times because they just don't operate how I do. So my question is, do you think type A and type B people can be successful in a happy relationship? And what advice do you have about compromising on some of those frustrating issues like cleanliness, punctuality, etc.? Thanks so much for all you do. Torn between fun and serious. So what do we think, Jordana?
I think you could easily have sent this email without saying anything about the types and just saying like, I'm a little bit more rigid and my boyfriend is like a little more relaxed. And sometimes that shows itself in an annoying way when like I'm cleaning up after him or he's, you know, So I think the labels are like fine. Cause I mean, at least for me, I know what they are. So it helps like get there faster. But
it's a way of being nicer too, I think.
Right. It's like saying like, oh, it's not, he's like, that's not this lazy, messy person. He's just type B.
It's just type B.
So, I mean, here's the thing. I think this is really just a question of compatibility. And it's like, if the other person I'm dating, I feel like is incompatible with me in these ways, is that bad? Or like, how do I fix that? I think is the real issue. Not like, can a type A and type B ever truly find love? It's like, if you have someone that like isn't pulling their weight in the way that you want, how do you handle that? And I think the way to handle that is to express your needs, figure out what would make you happier, ask the other person to do more of it, accept that they probably won't ever be perfect at it or as far to the right or as far to the type A side as you would like them to be, but maybe they can move over a little bit and ask them to do that. And if they can change or if they care and they try, then yeah, it can work. But also, but if you are looking for someone who's a totally different person, then it probably wouldn't work.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code podcast15.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BowlandBranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BowlandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details. I like the emailer. Let me start by saying that. Mm-hmm. And I agree with everything you're saying. And I'm going to just add to it a little bit, because there's a part of their email that is a little bit dishonest to me.
Okay.
And they write, "My best friend and boyfriend have joked that they, quote unquote, need type A people in their life to keep them in line. But to me, that feels like babysitting. And I don't feel like I need type B people as much." And then about a paragraph later, she writes, "My boyfriend and best friend are extremely fun and bring out my light slash funny side." So let's admit, and sometimes people do this where, like, the hard evidence is harder, that like the hardware is easier to see than the software. You do need them as much. They bring out a side of you that you don't bring out on your own. They, you know, so let's take in like what you're getting. You, she's wrote her best friend and her boyfriend are extremely alike. There's a reason for this. This isn't just happening by accident.
Right. I think she's downplaying the amount that they bring to her.
Mm-hmm.
Basically saying, like, I do a lot more for them. So I agree with what you're saying. She might have it, like, skewed based on her own, like, ego.
It's a very type A thing, way to think, where it's like, yeah, the only important things in life are organization and discipline. I, like, to me, you know, when you start blaming it on type A and type B, and it's someone's lack of passion and lack of pursuits, that's when you start fucking up. That's when it's not, to me, it's easy to be unattracted. Like, I think what you're saying is, like, totally right. Like, you have to be able to, like, look at how much these things matter to you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
it's usually, like, it can't be, like, I need you to be more type A. It could be, like, it has to be, like, if you're asking them to do something, it has to be, like, I need you to put your dishes in the dishwasher after you use them.
Yeah, people are like cruise ships. They're not like speedboats. They turn very slowly.
Right.
So, like, could this work? Well, I think it's time to make a list. And like, there was that Friends episode where she makes a list or he makes a list of the pros and cons, and then the person finds it.
Oh yeah.
You ever see that? You know what I'm talking about?
So.
There's an episode.
There's also an Along Came Polly. Do you remember that?
Oh, that's what it's from. Maybe
it's Jennifer Aniston.
Missing my Jennifer Aniston.
He makes
Aniston.
A list about Jennifer Aniston. Who's the star of that movie?
Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller makes a list about Jennifer Aniston, and she finds it because he does risk assessment.
And this is the thing. And what's more type A versus type B than that movie, Along Came
Polly?
That's
true. It's a love story about the two types.
Exactly. So I never understood why the one part of that script, I mean, amongst others that like just didn't ring true to me is how mad she got at him for making the list.
It wasn't very type B of her to get that mad.
Exactly. Not very loosey-goosey. Yeah. So I to me, like this type A person, like put your type A to task. Like you need to start making a little bit of a list, and it can be mentally of like, okay, what really matters to me? Like, do I love being loose and fun with my best friend and my boyfriend? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it hasn't made you toss away your best friend's relationship to what you get annoyed with. Like, so why would it for a boyfriend? Like, to me, I'm like, you know, to me, it's like you've been looking for the best friend that you live with all along, you know?
And I think, I mean, it's important to remember that every positive quality has an equal and opposite negative quality that accompanies it. So every like thing that you love about someone has an I used to say this about Mike, I love the fact that he's so even tempered and that he's like never like just randomly getting really mad or freaking out. The flip side of that is that he's never getting like he's rarely getting like extremely passionate and like you know, showering me with affection. So I'm saying like it's like every positive quality has its opposite thing, and you can push someone to go towards the middle. You can tell him I like those cards or like things like that, like that kind of like move them a little bit more towards your direction. But if you're dating someone, you have to accept that the things that you love about them are often like accompanied by things that aren't like the most amazing anyway. Like there's no one who's perfect, and neither are you. Like I'm sure the boyfriend has some issues with her. With the other way around, that you can't relax or
lay off me with the dishes, you know, like,
right.
Yeah. And it becomes like, you know, the one thing we don't want to believe is that the world exists in trade-offs, you know, that what you're saying is, you know, like that is reality. Like, you know, things are very much gray and not black and white. For every time you hear someone say, well, that's my best friend, that like, they're floating over like the seven things they looked away from to like keep them as a best friend.
Right.
You know, you don't hear that. So you're, you know, there's an element of like, you know, again, we talked about it last week with breakups of like the fear of like chasing ghosts and chasing someone that doesn't exist for in exchange for the person that does exist in front of you. And I think like this is a part of that.
Yeah. And I mean, again, like in terms of giving her an answer, like only you know yourself, only you know like what's really can make you happy. And like you could find a guy that is more, you know, the way you want him to be in terms of like attentiveness or punctuality or cleanliness or whatever. But those things, you would lose some of the aspects that you like. So everything, you're never going to get 100% of there's no perfect person.
Also, she asked this question, could she ever see her roommate and her boyfriend being together? Like, no, they'd be living on a pile of trash on the next episode of Hoarders. Like, could you see them working out? No. Like, I the answer is kind of in front of you. Like, two type B's, you know, like, that's not, you know, again, people want, like, excitement, hot, and part of the excitement is that your boyfriend is a mess, and part of your excitement is that you're not a mess. Like, that's, they both work certain ways.
Right. But I mean, to defend him, it's like if you're not happy with what he's bringing to the table to the point where you feel like, oh, I'm taking care of him and I'm not getting, if you truly do believe, oh, I'm giving more than I'm getting and I don't believe that I'm like benefiting or happier from this relationship than I am like annoyed, then maybe you do need someone who's like a little bit less chill than him. And that's like, that's okay too. Only you can kind of know that. And again, that's why like this concept of like the soulmate or I met the one, it's like everyone has annoying shit that you kind of have to deal with. You're not going to find someone with nothing.
And also the concept of type A versus type B. Like, you're just looking for, it's the same thing. Like, soulmate, right. Type A, type B, love language. All of those are under the, you know, the heading of you're just looking for ways to ignore talking, you know, figuring it out on your own.
Right. Or the nuances you know, like, of the person that you're with.
Sure. Jordana, did we solve dating again?
We did it again. Look at us.
This is a fun episode. Great conversation piece. Great thing to have on the car. Share, share, share. Tell a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa. Anyone with ears will take them. So, but we're going to be back on Wednesday.
We'll be
right?
back on Wednesday, guys. We are going to be with you all summer long. It's going to be a great summer. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to be there with the whole U Up community. We'll be back next week. Mm-hmm. Bye.
U Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Maddie Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at U Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to uup@betches.com. Betches.